B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
There. It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand, it's Hardy, Adam Jones, Christian Arcan here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're following a developing story here this morning. We were first alerted to a story in the Laconia Daily Sun. And this involves someone by the name of Patrick Chung. So we're going to give you the facts as we know them right now without going into any speculation of any kind. We're just going to tell you the details of what was reported in the Laconia Daily Sun.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, as of yesterday, this story was published and updated 11 hours ago. Two people arrested for drug trafficking during a raid in Weirs Beach in May. Two people have been indicted on multiple charges. Those people, Eric Parker Jr., who's 21, and Amanda Dwyer, 33, both of Plantation Street in Laconia, were among those indicted on drug-related charges by the latest session of the Belknap County Grand Jury. An indictment is not an indication of guilt, rather a finding that there's enough evidence that an alleged crime exists to warrant bringing that matter to trial. The story goes on and on. It mentions a search of a residence that turned up marijuana, something that equates to a, I believe, is a painkiller strip, which are, you know, sometimes I've heard referred to in a fentanyl use. You know, they're used in strips. 155 grams of heroin, methamphetamine, two handguns, cash, gabapentin pills, which is some kind of a nerve blocker, blah, blah, blah. As you read down the story, you get to the part which is why we're talking about it. Brandon Hecox was indicted on three counts of sale of a controlled drug, seven counts of being an accomplice to the sale of a controlled drug, and a charge of improper influence. The indictments say that he was selling a narcotic pain reliever in Guilford this past March and April. The accomplice indictments allege he was involved in the sale of methamphetamine and cocaine in collaboration with three other people. Blah, blah, blah. Then all these other people are listed as being indicted. Joy Granger, 33, of Spring Street in Laconia. Another man by the name of Dale Smith.
Oh boy, a lot
23.
Of, probably a lot of those.
Kyle Avery, 28, of Messer Street, Laconia. Tucker Bean, on and on. There are many names listed here. And then we get to Patrick C. Chung, 32, of Meredith, was indicted on a charge of possession of cocaine. Obviously, that's a name that pops out at us. And just a quick reference, Patrick Chung of the Patriots is, in fact, Patrick Christopher Chung, who turned 32 years of age on Monday. We do not have confirmation that this is the same Patrick Chung. We are reporting this as it was reported once again by the Laconia Daily Sun, updated 11 hours ago. We are getting lots of reports that it is, in fact, the same. We have not confirmed any of those reports. So, once again, to kind of, and Jones, maybe you want to recap this, but I think I've laid it out here.
No, I mean, it's just, it's worth following, right? And I'd say that's the point where we're at. Patrick C. Chung, 32, Meredith, New Hampshire, charged with possession of cocaine. So, is that the Patriots Patrick Chung? I don't know. Efforting. But that's what we're following right now in the Laconia Daily Sun, which showed up on our doorstep this morning. We peruse all the local newspapers for news on top of it, whether it's the Laconia Daily Sun or whatever else. So
we do that first, I think. We go to the Daily Sun first.
Yeah, when news breaks, that's usually where I go. So I don't know what to make of it. I mean, I would imagine that, you know, other than it being a potential juicy story for a Patriots player here, I don't know what it would mean big picture for Patrick Chung, job security or anything like that, but we don't even know that it's him.
I can't say anything to whether or not it's him, but I can say this. I was in Meredith a couple of months ago at a bar up there, and Patrick Chung walked in. And there was a lot of people who all recognized him and knew that it was him. And a couple of people at the bar were saying, oh, yeah, he's got a place up here. But that's obviously not anything I can confirm journalistically. That's just something people in a bar were saying. And he was in the bar in Meredith. And he's 32, and his middle name's Chris. I mean, there's a lot of dots connected.
There's a lot of, right? There's a lot of dots that have yet to be connected. A report of a residence in that area owned Jim once again by a Patrick Chung.
A Patrick Chung sold for $1.3 million in 2018.
It's looking like this is something that we should not just how about this? We're not going to automatically dismiss it,
yeah,
because it seems like there are a lot of dots out there that could end up being connected.
Same middle initial, same age, real estate up there, but right, it doesn't mean anything definitive. You know, the only discrepancy that we really came up with, outside of, hey, there could be a lot of Patrick Chung's for all I know, the only discrepancy we came up with is this is from May, right, Hardy? And he just turned 32. So when he was found with possession, I don't know when the actual indictment came down, but at the time he was in possession, whoever this Patrick Chung is, the Patrick Chung for the Patriots would have been 31. So that's right. The only potential discrepancy.
But there was at the time of the publication of this story.
Yeah, it's the age matches, correct.
He's now 32.
And there was another round of indictments too. The first two that you mentioned, Eric Parker and Amanda Dwyer, that was in May, and now another round of indictments came from the grand jury, I think is what the others indicted by the latest grand jury session, which I assume was
yesterday.
Later than May. I don't know when it was exactly, but that it seems like it was not May.
I am counting no less than 20, maybe 25 names here. I haven't even had time to count, but in the Laconia Daily Sun story, there are a lot of names listed here who are indicted on charges of possession of everything from methamphetamine to cocaine, being in possession of a deadly weapon. And once again, the one that jumped out at us and the one that we are following is Patrick C. Chung, 32, of Meredith, was indicted on a charge of possession of cocaine. So we will continue following this story and await confirmation that it is a Patrick Chung that would be of interest to our audience, or whether or not this is something that has nothing to do with the Patrick Chung of the Patriots. So it's something that we are obviously going to be very careful with and not do any further speculating on. And we will use sources at our disposal too to try and get some confirmation one way or the other.
I'm refreshing the Laconia Daily Sun as we speak.
Is if that's all you're going to do,
you're gonna crash
and I appreciate you doing it.
Yeah.
Arkan's afraid you're gonna crash the Laconia Daily Sun server.
Good point. So yeah, I'll circle back.
Let it cool down.
Yep. Whoa, too many refreshes, guys. Come on.
Maybe close out. Maybe open up the gram.
I had two windows open. I was just alternating refresh and refresh. So that may
don't do.
I don't want to bring it down.
Don't do that.
No, nope.
You're not buying tickets to a concert.
No,
it's not going to help.
No.
Okay. Yep. You might be hurting the process. All right, Dave Dombrowski seems to be in a situation where a lot of people feel he will be out of a job come this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that Dave Dombrowski is going to be out of a job soon?
I think he will be, yeah. I mean, I believe Shaughnessy in that report, column disguised as a report, I guess. Or report disguised as a column. I don't think he should be. Like, that's a whole separate debate. But do I think his days are numbered? Yeah. And I will say, and I've been pro Dave Dombrowski for a long time, I think he's a good general manager. I don't think he's great. He's not Theo. But I think he's a good general manager. I'd give him another year. And if they miss the playoffs again next year and they look like a disaster again next year, well, then he can go when his contract's up. I wouldn't fire him now, but it sounds like they are. And I will tell you, every time he opens his mouth, he's not helping. Like that I will say, where every time I'm just like, oh, Dave, I'm not saying don't talk, but just stop putting your foot in your mouth when it comes to attempting to protect what you've done. Like, oh yeah, now you know what, we had a weird approach this year and maybe we should have taken a page out of the Patriots playbook as championship defenders, World Series defenders. Or oh yeah, you know what, well, we are going to reevaluate what we've done with our pitchers because this really hasn't worked. Stop drawing so much attention to what you've done wrong. Like, we all know what you've done wrong. Stop shining a big giant flashlight on it if you want to survive another year. That's what I would say.
Well, there's something to be said for owning up to your mistakes or things that you would have done differently.
Do that in the off season when you know you're okay. Like you're fighting for your job every day, Dave. Maybe don't put it in big shining bright letters that you're not so great at it right now.
Not when you still have a shot at the postseason.
Yeah,
when you're technically not out of it yet.
No, they're out of it.
I think they're kind of out of it. They lost again last night. How was Porcello last night?
Well, until that sixth inning, I thought pretty good. Fifth inning. He was mowing
him
down.
Four strong innings.
Mowing him down. Well, you know, Porcello is always going to give you innings. They may not be good innings, but he's going to give you innings. Don't you worry about
quality
that.
Quality innings is what we're looking for.
Five more of them last night. About four too many, if you ask me, but five more of them last night.
All right. Some more on Dave Dombrowski and more on this developing story about...
Can I hit refresh again or no?
Patrick Chung.
Or should I give it a minute?
Why don't you do it during the break?
Okay.
And then we'll continue with the Patrick Chung story. Again, if you're just joining us, there has been an indictment of a Patrick C. Chung, according to the Laconia Daily Sun, due to a raid that took place earlier this spring, where a Patrick C. Chung, listed as 32 years old of Meredith, New Hampshire, was indicted on a charge of possession of cocaine. We are trying to definitively say whether or not that is the Patrick Chung of the New England Patriots. So we're going to stay on this story, and we're going to continue taking your calls at 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Solak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well, we're not going to get anything from the team, I don't think, for a while with regard to this Patrick Chung story. But we will give you what we know so far, according to the Laconia Daily Sun. And that is a drug raid that took place in May has resulted in multiple charges. And there are many, many people listed here, including one Patrick C. Chung, age 32, and list residents as Meredith, New Hampshire, indicted on a charge of possession of cocaine. There are a lot of dots out there that people are connecting due to Patrick Chung's frequenting that area of New Hampshire. Real estate holdings of Patrick Chung in that area, and another report now of another piece of court paperwork that actually lists Patrick Chung being of Foxborough. So it is getting closer and closer to being connected. Again, this is a very, very sensitive story that we're going to be following very closely here. But it seems as though the dots are coming closer together in terms of being able to connect Patrick Chung of the Patriots to the Patrick Chung listed in this news story from the Laconia Daily Sun on being indicted on a charge of possession of cocaine.
So I'm already keeping my eyes on the Laconia Daily Sun and refreshing. So should I be looking at these other New Hampshire papers? The Telegraph?
Sure.
Nashua?
Or Nashua?
Yeah. Nashua?
Yeah. Nashua's not really Lakes region. That's pretty far down. I go with Union Leader, maybe the Weirs Beach Times.
You're saying that almost like you're saying Nazareth.
Concord Monitor.
Conway Daily Sun?
That's a good one. Well, that's what you read when you're at that breakfast place before you go up to Storyland.
What about the Foster's Daily Democrat? Should I be refreshing that one?
Good crossword.
Is it?
Yeah, and I believe they have the jumble in that one also.
Is that the one? I think I've seen Family Circus in there. Yeah, I do like that.
Bill Kane.
Although, you know, we should, if we're going to do the Foster's Daily Democrat, we really should tell, you know, both sides of the story there.
Right.
We're going to need some Republican
fair and balanced. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We don't want to be left leaning.
No. We're trying to report the facts as they become available.
Maybe I should stick with the Keene Sentinel. That's a good point.
Yeah. By the way, Chung wasn't arrested or anything. Indicted doesn't mean he's guilty. It just means they found enough evidence of a crime exists that they're going to bring it to trial. So, I mean, you know, it could be a mistake. It could be someone had it at his head. It could not be Patrick Chung at all. We don't know. But that's so far what it's looking like.
Okay. Let's go back to your calls here at 617-779-0985. Josh in Haverhill has his peepers peeled on something for tonight's preseason contest. Patriots, Panthers. Patriot
hey,
Place.
Up,
connected to Gillette Stadium. What?
I was saying, what up, Lousy, like I usually do. But anyways, yeah, I mean, before we get to sports,
Lousy.
Hardy, I'm with you, man. I totally eat the top of that muffin. I don't care how many days old. As long
2 days?
Stale.
If you had a muffin, if you had bought like a 4-pack of muffins, maybe some guys were coming over to look at your furnace as a favor. And like, I'm going to go out and get a 4 or 6-pack of muffins on a Saturday, right?
You got to provide food for a furnace guy?
Oh, well, I always offer beverages at the very least, anyone who's at the house doing anything.
You got
a lemonade or a sweet tea.
All right, yeah, sure. Yeah. Anything. You know, just bring out the platter. Don't even ask. Just there it is, guys.
Yeah, you boys
drink up.
You boys look sweaty.
Yeah, drink up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The actual men doing manly things.
Uh-huh.
The least I can do is provide refreshments for you with my apron on. If I were to buy a 4-pack of muffins there, let's say they came by on a Friday, really doing you a favor. No contractor likes to be there on a Friday. And come Sunday morning, Sunday night, even Monday morning, one of those muffins still left over, you wouldn't rip the top off that muffin and eat it?
Of course I would.
Yeah.
Josh would.
Okay. So what else, Josh?
You gotta. And then a hot dog over the male enhancement pill. That's simply out of love for the hot dog.
Yeah.
And gas station sushi, screw that. That's for, like, crazy people.
Yeah.
But on to the Patriots here.
Not the
go.
Gas station penis pills? That's not for crazy people?
Well.
Oh, obviously, Arcan.
Okay.
Keep up,
so,
would you?
Sorry.
On to the Patriots here. I mean, I'm looking for the secondary here, especially if Patrick Chung may be out. And obviously, cornerbacks. We haven't really developed a good cornerback of our own. And when we do, we sit him on the sidelines. Well, he was undrafted, but we sat him on the sidelines dressed for the Super Bowl. So we need a good cornerback here, is what I'm saying.
All right. I feel okay pretty much across the board defensively about this team right now.
Especially in the secondary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the depth there is pretty good to the point where there's not a whole lot to worry about.
Yeah, they might need a new safety soon.
I was going to say, before that Laconia Daily Sun report, I feel pretty good about the defense in general. I don't know that I'm as over the top as some may be, for instance, after that first Detroit game, but I think the defense is going to be better than last year's defense. That doesn't make them great, but that's a pretty good defense. And it's not totally fair to say they haven't developed a young corner. I don't know that J.C. Jackson is legit, but he had a good year last year. That's a guy they developed, so I think they deserve credit for that.
I'm just looking at the secondary right now. And Jim Louth's highlighter picks for who he has on the team. Patrick Chung still listed there, obviously, as this was highlighted more than 20 minutes ago. Daron Harmon, Devin McCourty, Terrence Brooks at the corners.
No Ebner? Yeah, good.
He's good.
I left Ebner off and put Brandon King on. I guess you could go either way, though.
I'd keep them both off.
Jason McCourty, J.C. Jackson, Stephon Gilmore, Joe Jawan Williams, Obi Melifonwu.
I probably wouldn't have him on there.
You wouldn't have Obi Melifonwu on there?
No.
Jawan Williams, yes.
Obviously, yeah.
He's been great.
Jawan Williams, definitely, yes.
Okay.
I think the Panthers are a good offense. So I will not come in tomorrow night because, you know, most of us are working after working today. We're also going to work tomorrow. Most of us. I don't want to speak for everyone.
I will be.
Most of us will be working again tomorrow. Arcan and myself back in our cave at night. I will not come in tomorrow. And if the defense looks good against Carolina's first team offense, just say, oh, Cam Newton sucks. Christian McCaffrey sucks. They don't have any receivers. Like, I think Carolina's a pretty good offense. So if the defense shows up, I'll give them a lot of credit because I think Carolina's a good offense on the other side. Conversely, if they get carved up, I'm going to put some stock in that too. But I'd expect them to play well tonight. I would.
Let's see what Paul in New Hampshire has to say about the Patriots division. Go ahead, Paul. You're on with Hardy and Jones and Arcan. What do you got?
Paul.
Hey, how you doing? I work in Meredith at a big restaurant, and they actually have another restaurant in the marina, and there's a lot of young people, and he's seen all over the place.
Okay, well,
I'm not saying I'm the
no, we don't know anything.
God, that it's not him.
Yeah,
you know.
All right,
it's
probably him.
I'm just saying he has been seen in the area.
It was Christian Arcand who said that.
Yesterday there was a lot of bashing of New England teams on one of the shows, and
no.
I kind of didn't like it. It's kind of not fair. The Patriots don't get to pick their schedule. They don't. They all have the same chips going in. They all have the same salary caps. But they're saying the Patriots are where they are because their division's easy, because they get easy schedules. I want to know, where would you put them? Where would they fail? What other division?
Yeah, I don't. Paul, I don't want to speak for other shows, but I don't think that's the point. I think the point is just the Patriots would be good anywhere, but separately, they also have an easy division and an easy schedule. That's all. Those can be, you know, those can both be true.
Yes. A lot of things factor into, and it's not an exact science. It is what's, you know, essentially a thought as to what the most difficult schedule is going to be based on what you think a team is going to be. So, again, there's a lot of guesswork involved. But some of the things are a little more concrete. And among them are, you know, home games. You know, if you open up with a primetime home game, that is going to weigh heavily in your favor. The Patriots, by virtue of their past successes, often get to open up with a primetime home game. Okay, so there's one where you're already going to have the...
In good shape.
Yeah. The division is what it is.
And it's bad.
It's not...
That's not why the Patriots win Super Bowls, but it's a useful thing to have in their back pocket.
Yes.
I don't see why those things can't both be true.
And they, you know, they generally get a game out of the Dolphins in Miami. They will oftentimes play a close game against the Bills. But as Felger Maz pointed out yesterday, I'm sure that was the show he was referring to. I believe he said it was a Sports Hub show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to go back a long time before they lost, you know, since they've lost a meaningful division game at Gillette Stadium. Like, I'll have to go back and double check. But, you know, Jim's over there shaking his head right now.
I'm shaking my head at Tom, sorry.
The last meaningful division game the Patriots lost in Foxborough, I think they said it was 2006. And again, there is some qualitative analysis as to what is a meaningful game. There are some where that just didn't matter. You know, they had the one seed
week,
locked
week
up.
17, everything was clinched and Brady barely played.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, 08, the Wildcat game, was that meaningful? I don't know. Brady wasn't playing.
Right. Jacoby Brissett
out of the playoffs.
Jacoby Brissett losing to the Bills at Gillette Stadium. Well, how much meaning do you want to put on that, seeing how it was Jacoby Brissett?
They should count the Jets' playoff loss.
Yes, and that was the one thing that I took issue with. I'm like,
that's still a long time ago, but that should count.
But it's not regular season.
But so what?
I know.
That makes it more meaningful.
Exactly. So I think that one you count. But other than that...
Either way, we're going back 9 years. That's a long time.
You're going back a long time either way, and you're just adding in one more game where there haven't been any others. They don't lose to their divisional opponents at Gillette. They've been a real good football team for a real long time, and the other teams in the division, it's been a real long time. The Jets are the only ones that you could say have had any measure of success essentially during this era.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
And that's not much success. Back-to-back AFC title games is pretty good, but, you know, we're still going back 9 years for that, and we're not talking about all of that much success. No.
I was just thinking to myself, what year were the Dolphins 3-0 when they came in here and the Patriots had to play them, and they were 3-0? It was just last year. The Dolphins are 3-0 coming in here, and nobody took them seriously.
Huh. I did. I remember that. I remember it very well.
The Patriots Arcan waxed them.
Yeah, we did a couple of
shows. I picked the Dolphins to win that game. I don't remember that at all.
Arcan and I did a couple of shows, podcasts.
Oh, the Patriots
were
coming off the Jacksonville loss, right?
They were 1-2. Yeah, that's sure. Detroit, maybe? One of those two losses they were coming off to go play.
Yeah. Miami. It was either, yeah. So they were, yeah.
Arcan,
I don't remember taking them seriously, but I guess you could point to that as a big game, possibly. I don't know.
Arcan, are you ready with an update here?
Yeah.
Can you do that, please?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. We'll do that.
I'm going to refresh the Daily Sun.
There's a one-inning game taking place.
Ooh.
I think it's today. Pretty sure I heard about...
Yep. People, 90 minutes it starts.
People getting in, run the bases. I think...
It was the buzz around the city today. Hey, you going to that Red Sox game?
Wally.
Red Sox inning.
And what's the other one? Greta? Mabel? What's the other mascot?
Oh, I don't know.
Tessie.
Is there a Mrs. Wally?
Is it Tessie? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Tessie.
I think they're brother and sister, though.
They're going to be there in full regalia.
Yeah.
Should they be playing this? We'll talk about it as we continue.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub. This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Receiving confirmation now from multiple sources, including Kevin Duffy, who is Patriots beat writer for the Boston Herald, who tweeted out 3 minutes ago, Patriots safety Patrick Chung was indicted on a charge of possession of cocaine, according to Belknap County, New Hampshire Attorney's Office. Incident occurred on or about June 25th. Indictment was presented on August 8th. So the story that we started in about 40 minutes ago with the Patrick C. Chung being listed as one of the people in this report from the Laconia newspaper has been confirmed now by a couple of different sources. It is, in fact, Patrick Chung of the New England Patriots.
So you mentioned Kevin Duffy, Ben Volen, Boston Globe also saying breaking. Patriots safety Patrick Chung indicted for felony cocaine possession on August 8th. More details coming soon at B Globe Sports. So there you go.
So I've spent a couple minutes here looking through the NFLPA website for the substance abuse policies, edicts, punishment. There's a lot to get to here. And I think a lot of this may follow the discretion of various league officials when it comes to, you know, what could happen in a situation like this. My first inclination is to believe that the Patriots already knew about this.
Oh, sure.
And we've seen Patrick Chung with the team this year, this season in camp. So, and again, that's speculation on my part.
You got to hope that he told the team about it, because if he didn't, it makes it worse for him.
They have to know. August 8th is when the indictment came down. They have to know.
It happened on or around June 25th, though.
That was the incident.
That's a month before training camp started.
No. And I'm saying, and then on top of it, the indictment was 2 weeks ago. Like, they know.
But I hope he told them before the indictment came down.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that makes it worse.
I would agree that makes it worse. I don't have an answer to. But they would know before these reports today. That was all I was saying.
I would think so. That's speculation. We don't know if the team knew about this or we can safely assume they know now. But I would believe they knew about this beforehand.
Yeah.
So he's been at camp. He's been with the team. He was on the sidelines, as Jim pointed out. He was
like pseudo coaching.
Yeah, kind of calling plays for the defense in the second preseason game. We're going to follow this. I imagine the Patriots will have a statement of some kind here at some point today. You don't think so?
No, I'm sure there'll be some kind of statement. You think it'll really pull the curtain back? You think it'll be pretty revealing?
I think there will be some sort of statement.
I'll keep my peepers peeled for that. Okay. When that comes in my inbox, I'll keep my peepers peeled.
I disagree. I think this is going to be a straight, unless the league says something, I don't think there's going to be a statement. Unless, because if Belichick goes to the podium post game,
it's a good point. Bill doesn't talk.
He can just say, I'm not going to comment on reports.
Yep.
I'm not going to comment on reports.
Good point. Just a question. So now that, you know, Kevin Duffy, Ben Volen, maybe others by now, are reporting that this is indeed Patrick Chung. By the way, I have refreshed the Laconia Daily Sun, and they also say Patriots Chung facing Belknap County drug charge. Okay?
Okay.
So that they now have New England Patriots safety Patrick C. Chung, and they were the first to report his name, at least that we saw. Does this do anything for his job security here in New England?
Obviously, we have the most recent case of Josh Gordon, who, has multiple offenses for his recent indiscretions, was handed an indefinite suspension that ended up being 5 games. It's different for every player. I think they look at every situation differently. There are some hard and fast rules for these things, but I dare you to go through the NFL rules quickly and see if you can tell me what they definitively are, unless you just know them by heart. So I would have to imagine there has to be some kind of consequence for a situation like this.
Yes, there was no consequence for Daron Harmon. Daron Harmon went to Costa Rica with a suitcase full of weed, and they didn't do anything. They didn't arrest him there. They just sent him back to America, and he didn't get suspended.
One of the things in the NFLPA that I did read is that marijuana is treated differently.
Yeah. And taking it internationally is like a bigger crime than possessing cocaine, I would think. Traveling internationally with drugs, with a lot of drugs, that's worse than possessing them in America.
The bottom of a Snapple bottle.
Would that fall into the drug program or fall into the conduct policy?
Well, right. So this is what I was going to say. And Evan Lazar had a tweet that Jim pointed out. Lots to unpack here. He's at CLNS Media. Lots to unpack here, so let's not jump to any conclusions. Chung would be a first-time offender as far as we know. If he's found guilty, we don't even know he's guilty. He's just indicted, as Arcan talked about. And he could get off with a warning from the NFL and no suspension. So I don't know if he's going to be suspended or not. I can't imagine this impacts his standing immediately. Like, maybe long-term the Patriots look at it and they're like, well, you know, this is something we have to consider with Patrick Chung. I can't imagine for this year this has an impact on, like, his standing on the roster, right?
Not at this point, no.
No, I wouldn't think so.
No way.
Even if he's found guilty, I can't imagine. Right? You just said they employ Josh. How could you possibly say, bye, Patrick Chung, you're gone. Josh Gordon, you're good. Like, how could you possibly say that?
I don't see how you could.
You can't.
And again, he's listed among, 25 other people of various charges, whether it was possession of cocaine or methamphetamine or weapons. And I use the number 25, might even be more than that. The Laconia newspaper story
long
is
list,
long.
Yeah.
It's a long list of people and a very, variety of charges and a couple of different incidents. And there was one raid and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't sound like he was the target or any kind of a distributor or kingpin. It's possession, right? It doesn't sound like a major offense, number one. And again, it'll have to be looked at. And there has been no admission of guilt. As far as I know, there's nothing other than the indictment, mm-hmm. which is essentially a means to say there's enough here to go forward. So with what the Patriots have right now, I can't imagine it affects his standing. No.
I doubt it. There's one thing I'm sort of wondering about, though, with the long list, Hardy, that you just mentioned that just sort of popped into my head here. If there's a long list like that for a drug bust, wouldn't that imply maybe that there was like a camera set up somewhere and they got all these people on camera and they know who they all are? Otherwise, unless the drug dealers were keeping, records.
You get caught doing something on camera.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what if there's a video of him going in there and buying cocaine? You know what I mean? Like, if it's something like that, that might affect the punishment differently.
Might be tough for this organization to cut somebody loose for that.
It might be.
Because of the videotape?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I know a good legal strategy, though.
Which is?
Whatever Bob Kraft did.
Okay.
It's lawyer up.
Lawyer up, yeah.
Yeah.
You can do that. You can do that.
Wasn't me.
I mean, look, I just think with Gordon here, and look, if it's more than possession, if it's more than what we have, well, then that would be something different. But for what we know, I can't imagine this impacts him in any way, shape, or form short term. Maybe long term they look at it and, his roster security is in some jeopardy, but not now, not this year. I can't imagine.
Tommy Curran is saying that the arraignment is scheduled for August, which means it has to be in the next 9 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Curran confirming Patriot safety Patrick Chung has been indicted for cocaine possession. June 25th is the date, and the arraignment is in August. So more details coming out on this. And also something else we should probably pay attention to on a day when we've got our peepers peeled. The Patriots had their peepers peeled on a player peepers peeled, a report that came out today. Something that was talked about, but an actual report on who they were looking at and what they were willing to give up to get that player. We'll talk about that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I like that. Zolak and Bertrand, but today, the Adam Jones Show, featuring Hardy and Christian Arkin.
Much shorter intro than normal. It's Dan Shaughnessy, 98.5,
The Sports Hub. Hello, it's the Dan Shaughnessy Show. Wait, Adam Jones, take it away, Adam.
Well, we got Shira Springer coming up. Going to talk a little Celtics hoops. And I think we're going to do some BC football top of the hour right out of the chute.
Enjoyed a nice pancake breakfast this morning. Adam, I didn't see you there.
Nope. It was me and Danny Picard. We were at the IHOP. And didn't think of calling young Adam Jones. Too busy stabbing me in the back.
I missed that show.
Oh, it was good.
It was a good show.
It was a good show. Solid. Good, solid program. It's no, right. It's no Hardy and Troop.
No.
No.
Kevin Duffy. Among those who were reporting at what we've been talking about for almost an hour now, there was a Patrick C. Chung listed in a news report from Laconia, indicted on possession of cocaine. The report now from Kevin and others, Patriot safety Patrick Chung. So it is that Patrick Chung indicted on a charge of possession of cocaine, according to Belknap County, New Hampshire Attorney's Office. Incident occurred on or about June 25th. Indictment was presented on August 8th. Tommy Curran saying the arraignment will take place sometime in the month of August, which leaves it nine more days, I guess. And what is this tweet now from Big Jim Murray, Adam Jones?
Oh, so Big Jim tweets out.
Doing some reporting.
Yep. Pounding pavement.
Working the phones.
Asking around. He says, according to a source, Patrick Chung's home in Meredith had an alarm trip for a B&E. It's breaking and entering. Please show up to check on the home, have probable cause to enter the home, and ultimately end up finding coke, leading to the investigation and indictment.
Hmm.
That is Big Jim Murray, 98.5 The Sports Hub, investigative reporter.
Now, I know that you may have been a bit tongue-in-cheek earlier when you were talking about possible defenses to this situation in terms of, you know, lawyers and whatnot. I feel like I could get him off this.
Yeah?
What? I wasn't even there.
Put on your lawyer hat. Yeah, go ahead.
Someone did break in and planted a bunch of cocaine in my house.
Planted? Some nefarious character broke into my house high on coke and left some.
Yes. What else you got? Case dismissed. I'm not trying to make light of the situation.
No, I'm not.
It's a serious issue everywhere. But this is why we didn't do any speculating about this when we were talking about it. This is why we have been uber careful about this for the last hour, because you say possession, the first thing you think of is like standing around at a party or a bar and the cops come in, empty your pockets. Oh, I got no. According to Jim Murray, there was a break-in and entering call. The police showed up, had probable cause to enter Patrick Chung's residence, found cocaine on the premises. Does that change your opinion of what maybe went down here?
No.
What?
No, ultimately it's your house, so yeah, that would seem to be problematic. Yeah,
it's a problem.
Yeah,
it's a problem.
Yeah,
a little different, you know.
Even if it's someone else's.
Brings it to your house, you know,
it's a problem. But I don't see it as big a problem as, you know, walking around the streets, gacked out of your mind, empty your pockets, and you got a half ounce on you.
No,
that's a problem.
It's a bigger problem.
That is a bigger problem.
Sure.
And again, I don't mean to make light, but, you know, we've seen, you know, some pretty horrific things being done by various people. And since we are a sports talk station, pretty much in the realm of sports, and in terms of, you know, how bad this is, I don't know. I don't think of this one as being all that bad.
Well, again,
just based on these reports.
No, exactly. If it's possession, even if it's just in his home, like, I don't think that could possibly impact him and his standing on the team, which is really, you know, in the sports universe, what we would care about, right? So is it going to impact him? I don't think so. Maybe long-term, as I've said earlier, there would be some issue. Like, if it turns out that we find out Patrick Chung is in this circle with, you know, the people higher up who were busted, well, then that could become problematic, but there's no reporting to that. So I'm not ruling out that it could look worse, but I don't think this would have any impact on his standing on the roster.
It might be worse. Arcand?
Well,
sorry, there's a couple of things here. Number one, David Hurlburt is saying from Channel 5, the case went straight to indictment. No criminal complaint has been filed with the details of what led to the cocaine possession charge. Pro Football Talk is now reporting, and this might just be something everybody already knows, but I didn't know it. Cocaine possession, a Class B felony charge that carries a sentence of 3.5 to 7 years in prison in Belknap County, New Hampshire.
There's no way. No.
Felony possession, I mean.
Up to. Don't make me read this.
A sentence of 3.5 to 7 years.
What is this other length? Or link, rather.
This is why we're not going to speculate. This is not, we're not going to try and create a scenario.
Cocaine possession, Class B felony, carries a potential prison term of 3.5 to 7 years.
Okay.
No chance.
Okay.
Not with Lawyer Hardy on the case.
First offense, too. I doubt they'd throw the book at him.
Not with Esquire Hardy on the case.
I am going to continue reporting the facts and the information as they become available to us. It's way too early for speculation and a whole lot of commentary other than, so far, I think we are in agreement that this, at this stage, would not warrant worrying about Patrick Chung's future on the team.
I don't think so.
Not at this point.
Not at this stage.
Okay.
Couple more links like that, maybe.
Patriots peepers peeled on a potential player earlier this season that we had speculated about. I spoke about it just briefly here a few minutes ago. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes. I don't want to spoil it, though.
Well, I'll tell you this. The team turned down a first rounder for this player.
But the Patriots are perturbed.
Perplexed.
Probably perplexed.
You don't want our perfectly palatable first-round pick?
Hopefully they can keep it in proper perspective.
We'll tell you who the player was. Preferably after the Hub headline here with Christian Arcand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.